A sweet and sour konnichiwa to everybody. This is the Potty Slammer Wrestling Historical Podcast, where we usually talk about the locker room and beyond. But this is, I guess, not a goodbye. Well, it is a goodbye.
It's a see you later.
Yeah, goodbyes are never, hopefully goodbyes are not permanent.
No.
This would be very awkward if this is the first episode you listen to.
This is going to be weird for you. Very strange.
Go back to the beginning, but not too far back, because those ones aren't as good.
Those aren't as good either. You know, there's a sweet spot where we kicked it into gear.
Right.
Around episode 15 or so. Whichever one was the plane ride from hell, I think, is where we kind of.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was like three.
Yeah, to me, that was a good one. Hey, start there.
It was wherever we stopped trying to pretend like we had wrestling names.
Yeah, so it's probably episode five or six.
Five or six.
Yeah, because I was Debonair Lair.
I was
The Ravishing Hollander.
Ravishing Hollander. That's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Josh was the
Big Boss.
Clearly, we were not very good at making wrestling names. Debonair Lair was good, though.
Except we never went by those names. It's like after the introduction, I was like, hey, Larry, Josh, and April.
Yeah.
You're not getting a story, by the way. We're just going to reminisce. We're going to talk. We got some questions from fans and
a handful of questions.
Look, a decent amount of questions.
Someone, I think it was LP, said he just started getting into the show.
Yeah, he told me that, and I didn't have the heart to say,
I think he knew.
We're recording our last one.
But I'm going to pay for, the company will pay for this to stay up. I don't know. What do you think?
Probably a couple months.
Two, three
maybe
months?
Through the end of the year.
Perfect. You got to the end of the year to download these. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think you should download them, put them on a thumb drive, and give them out for Christmas.
Yes. That's the gift for someone who has everything.
Do that with all the Beer City media stuff.
It's probably better you do that rather than buy your loved ones those CM Punk lawn gnomes.
Correct.
Yes.
That was woof.
Yeah.
Those were fun. You had the Black Friday one.
Yep.
I'm just kind of reminiscing. What was your guys' favorite?
Man.
Some of your favorite stories.
Not Benoit.
When I popped into my mind was, I think it was Roddy Piper was alligator hunting.
Yeah. Yep.
For the boots.
Yeah.
For the boots. Yeah. That was a good one.
I will always love, I think because it was one of the first ones that I did. Randy Savage at the Waffle House.
That was
a classic.
That was a really good one. Yeah. That's where I learned that Josh and I combined to make the perfect macho man. I can't do it with this cold though.
I know.
This sounds like, it sounds like Macho Man with a cold.
Yeah, right.
Add that to the list of characters.
Yeah, perfect.
I need some NyQuil. I need it stat, damn it. Josh can get that hyped up. Uh-huh. I can go low.
Yep.
And like I can feel my veins and my neck popping out.
Wonderful.
Man. Gosh, there's been a lot of fun ones. Mm-hmm. I would say, though, off the top of my head, without looking at the list, my favorite episode would probably be the Goldust when he got the shit kicked out of him by Piper.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one because I'd heard some of that story, but had not heard the O.J. Simpson part, which I found fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
What if they had crossed that line?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have harmed him.
Yeah.
Because it's such a niche product.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then I don't know.
Gosh.
Who was it that was in the drive-thru? Jim Cornette. The Jim Cornette in the drive-thru.
Chris Jericho. I mean, the fact that
there was a clip to go with that was beautiful.
I liked the Babe Ruth as the wrestling referee.
Yeah.
Because Cody Laveau. It's probably, we've had some guests here, but Cody Laveau is probably my favorite guest that we ever had on here.
It's true. He's like the world's most fascinating man.
He is a fascinating human being, for sure. I would just like to start a nature show just to talk to him about that. I think
that's
a podcast he should do.
I totally agree. I would do nature show with Cody Laveau. Like, it even sounds good. It rolls off the tongue.
Show with Cody Laveau. It does. The nature show. Cody Laveau.
He could easily take like any animal and just a subspecies of an animal and talk about it. And God knows he's probably like wrestled with one in Jamaica.
I know. Like, I'm trying real hard not to fangirl right now, but I am a big fan of the Cajun Crippler.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, he'll post videos and stuff and just talk about literally anything. And I'm just like, I could listen to
that
him talk
sultry
for hours.
Voice.
Yeah.
As I want a beer with the guy, you
puffs
know,
on his pipe. I'm like, I'm fascinated. I'm so drawn in. I would so absolutely listen to a podcast that he did.
Man, his and his knowledge of nature is crazy, because I think one time you had a garter snake out in your front lawn. I'm like, oh, that's a, you know, it's a Michigan garter snake.
Yeah,
he broke it down to like the Latin.
I know
everything. Like, broke that sucker right down. I was like,
the
wow.
guy knows everything. There's nothing he does not know.
The one thing that I mean, there's some like I really wish we would have ended up having Joe King,
yeah,
and Matthias Thrasher on again. We're going to have them on after the match because fourth wall breaking
or foot breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to have them on, and coincidentally, that was the weekend that April broke her foot.
How's it going, by the way?
It's still swollen up like a little smoky. So I have to go back to the doctor.
We're going to have her. We're going to see if we can get a cast on.
Yeah. Something tells me that maybe an outpatient surgery is in my future, because it's like it hurts worse than the day it happened.
Yeah,
I think because I keep like when I step on it, it just like refractures every time I step on it.
The beauty of American healthcare is you're probably gonna have to give out handies, Josh, just to pay for the surgery.
I'll give out footies with my good foot.
There you go.
We can hit one side foot, one side hand.
Yep.
I'm sure we can get the dog involved somehow too.
If they make it a real loose cast, I could give casties. You can just slip it along the bottom of the cast and the bottom of my foot in there, like a sweaty foot sandwich.
And then it coagulate the.
No, there wouldn't be any jizz in my cast.
Ooh, there's sour cream coming out.
They'd have to pull out.
Pull out of the castie. It's the first time I've ever heard or discussed that on a podcast. Breaking ground here on our last show.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, we were going to have them on. We've talked to them, you know, obviously outside of the show. It wasn't like we called and that was the first time we talked, but they had some really cool stories that we would have gotten to, but just.
Well, and maybe that's something that we can do if we can all get a time together and throw in just like a bonus episode.
For sure. We're not going away completely. We have the Patreon as an
outlet,
which is good. I mean, I could see us doing a WrestleMania thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe a big three get together.
I'd be down with that.
I mean, and especially because
maybe not even stories, but who knows? Maybe we'll have a good story to tell.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, the thing is, and this is kind of also is one of the reasons why we are where we are. You know, April and I, in all honesty, we have not watched wrestling, like sat down to watch with the purpose of watching wrestling since probably WrestleMania.
And that's including all of its facets. Yeah. That's WWE. That's NXT. That's AEW. We haven't watched anything.
Well, no, actually, we did watch a bit of Double or Nothing.
Right.
I watched AEW last night. Mm-hmm. About half of it.
Yeah.
And it's a good show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just got to get to know the characters. But I mean.
Now, is John Moxley back?
Yes.
Okay.
He is. I didn't get that far.
Gotcha.
Look, my watching of wrestling, I guess, is cyclical because the same thing has happened. I've kind of dropped out.
It could be a lot of things. Honestly, I think. There's so much content out there, it becomes overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of you guys I know are big gamers like me, and so you can understand when you have, let's say, a backlog of six games that you're staring at. You know you want to play each game, but you're looking at them and going, I don't know what to do, so I'm just not going to do any of them.
I hate that feeling.
It happens with podcasts when you start grow a bunch of podcasts that you need to listen to, bands releasing new music.
Yep.
It's movies, literally any like form of entertainment.
You just got to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the problem.
So,
well, and I feel like with WWE, especially it's so
stories aren't good right now.
It's so like samesies. I feel like I just watched this last week,
and it's nothing about the wrestlers. There's some of them. I look at them. I'm like, I like this guy still, and I cheer for them and, you know, still, but
these people have to write 104 shows a year without a break.
And that's not even including pay-per-views and live shows.
You go to
house shows,
network or Netflix, and they get 2 years to write 10 or whatever, a year to write 10 shows.
Yeah.
It is impossible to write good shows that long. It just isn't going to happen.
I think the only way that they could really have something solid is A, you have a, how many wrestlers would you say per program? 30 to 40? We'll say, and we'll go WWE, we'll say Raw.
Okay, let's say 30.
Now, I think the only way that you will actually have compelling, good stories is if you only have, or if you have one writer per care or per performer or per two, because then they're not going, okay, I got to make sure that this quote goes along with this and this and this. Whereas if you only have two, I mean, you have an entire week to write for one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that idea. My idea was you have four writing teams that rotate every 3 months.
Yeah.
So you have somebody writing on 3 months from now, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's going to be have to be, have someone in between to kind of make everything match up. But that way you've got people writing it, being able to take the time to write.
Right.
Instead of, I mean, they get 1 week to write two shows.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
It is.
One caveat to that.
Ooh, and I like caveat. Ooh. It's good on crackers.
Jeez. And that is
also good on crackers.
God. God also good on crackers.
Yeah, well. God also made of crackers, or at least that's what my communion leader tells me.
Or God, maker of the crackers.
Crackers. We're that's where we're at.
That's what we are. We are.
I don't.
The thing is I sometimes there are stories that I like are very short, like maybe 2 months. And so, or 3 months, and that's where you're good. But sometimes you can have a long, slow build. And so I think that having somebody with a story with, or some kind of a feud that is going to have a, like a year long buildup.
I'd like to see seasons too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're simulating a sport here.
Right.
Why not go nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all said that before here plenty of times. They need to give those guys a break.
Well, and I think, you know, hypothetically speaking, if you were to have 30 superstars on each show, use them all, you know, just because you have, you know, your main, like, main event guy right now is Seth Rollins. Doesn't mean you have to use him every week, you know, have Seth Rollins main event Raw.
You're going to
get
the first
week and then put Elias in as the main event the second week. Like, not necessarily do you have to like maintain the storyline every single week. Like, people aren't going to forget what happens over like a 2 week span.
And I think with our knowledge of MMA now, those guys fight four times a year at tops. So I think you could get away with wrestling these guys maybe a little less.
Oh, for sure.
Sure.
And it would be understandable. I mean,
Burnout would be a lot less, I'm sure, for the superstars too, if they knew, like, oh wow, I can fly home and be home for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Or the burnout, getting burnout on the same character.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love Seth Rollins. I do, but, like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Burn it down. I'm an architect. We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like Braun Strowman. I love Braun Strowman. I follow both Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman on Instagram. I love both of them.
Braun have a palm? Is he the one with the Pomeranian?
Not that I'm aware.
I thought he had like a tiny dog of some sort.
He has a pet snake named Nagini.
He looks like a snake guy.
Nagini?
Yeah.
He looks
he has nipple piercings. I bet his dick's pierced too.
Probably.
Just a guess. Probably. I don't know. He strikes me as one.
The snake is pierced?
Yeah.
How do you bury a snake?
It better be long.
Straight up and down? Or do you just go narrow and long?
I'd say narrow and long. Okay. That's because I'm lazy.
Or do you coil it?
Ooh, a coiler. Uninterrupted coiler.
I saw a thing today that it'd be best for us to bury humans that way as well.
Straight up and down?
Space, yeah.
Or coil them?
No. Yeah, up and down, because obviously you would take up so much less space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for the Christian's sakes, you're immediately into silo mode for when the raptor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. We all just come out like push pops.
Yes. Except like someone breaks halfway.
Grandma.
You guys want to do one of the questions?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do. We have one from Cody, one from Alex.
Uh oh. That's my phone.
Weird.
That was funny.
We'll put this baby over here.
Let's see. So we're going to start with one from Wyatt Adam.
Okay.
Ooh, good name. Mm-hmm.
Create a wrestling faction from any generation.
Ooh.
Four members, any era, and give them a name.
Hmm.
Mine is Kenny Omega, Macho Man, Brian Pillman, and Mick Foley, and they're called the Omega Men.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Catchy.
I like it. Who wants to go first?
I'll go, but I'm going to need your guys' help. Okay,
okay, sure.
My idea is I want four guys with like serial killer. So we'll go King Kong Bundy.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I think we can go Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Cold kind of a, his idea
Stone,
was there
Stone
was
Cold
a,
Killer.
Yeah.
Get that.
So if you're going with nicknames, I mean, you could go,
the Suicide, who is the
Mankind is kind of
Mankind.
Serial yeah, killery.
Undertaker, obviously.
And the Undertaker. Yeah. Yeah, we got the
and Chris
serial.
Benoit. No,
he's the leader.
Too soon.
Wow. Wow. Nailed that. I knocked that one right out of the park. Yeah, the serial killers. Oh, wait, what's his name from ECW with stab people?
I don't remember. Oh shit. Oh,
the African American gentleman.
Yes, yes. Oh God, we did an episode about him.
Name wasn't Homicide. It was
we did, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, he stabbed the bus. The kid, the poor kid.
Yeah, he's got
LoJack. Something Jack. Jack Russell Terrier.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie. Jack A. From 221.
Oh man!
So yeah, if he gave me a, I mean, he gave us plenty of time. I just didn't do the homework.
Yeah, I know,
but I got a serial killer. Thing going
I think
on
it's
there.
Better to come up with that on the spot.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
You're right.
Let's see. I think I would have to go with like, what are the like four of the corniest gimmicks?
Santino.
I
mean, a talking snake. Anything.
Yeah.
What's his, the little bull?
What's El Torito.
El Torito.
He could go too.
Yeah,
the
could.
Chicken.
The gobbledygooker.
Gobbledygooker.
Yeah, the gobbledygooker.
And the bunny. Adam
Rose's bunny. And it would just be, I don't know, the Hokies.
The mascots.
The mascots.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's a good comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am going to go with.
I like a good comedy.
Comedy wrestling can either be really good or really bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually at some point it'll
go on. Usually goes bad.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Kenny Omega, okay. Xavier Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this is going to be video game related.
Probably.
Oh gosh. CM Punk.
Okay.
And who's the other one I'm thinking of? Who's the other one? I'm going to go with God, what's his name?
We don't know.
I don't know.
We have no hints.
The Intercontinental Champ for one day guy.
Zack Ryder. I know. We could be a trivia team. Well, that was amazing. I pulled that out of thin air like that.
You know what they are? They are going to be called the Nerds.
Then you could have a rival, the Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Nerds versus Geeks.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean.
And they wouldn't fight. They'd just snap at each other.
Yep. They just hurl horrible insults at each other.
Nerds do what geeks don't.
God.
So yeah,
like double pocket protectors.
Yeah, because those guys are all. If you look into them, they're all pretty.
Yeah, Zack Ryder's a toy collector. CM Punk's into comic books.
Well, geez, even
I don't know about Kenny Omega's deal
huge
is.
Huge
Batista
gamer.
Collects lunch boxes.
Yeah, that's a. He looks like a guy who would just eat. Eat a lunchbox. Actually.
He does.
It's interesting what people do with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like if you had, we'll call it Jay Leno money, because that guy literally
He collects
made
cars,
so
yeah.
much from doing stand up that he I can't it was either his stand up money or his
Tonight Show
money was used just strictly for buying cars because mm-hmm. that's how much money the guy made. Jeez. So we'll go with Jay Leno money. What's your collection?
Oh, geez. Oh, man. What's my collection?
Josh's collection is guitars.
Yeah.
Oh. Musical instruments.
That would be
cool.
Yeah, musical instruments.
Signed stuff?
Or no.
Just stuff a music room that he can pick up and play.
No, because I would want... I mean, sure, there would be like... If I could get like a 59 Les Paul signed by Jimmy Page, I'd have that behind glass.
There is some of that out. You mean like you can buy people's guitars that they've played.
Sure. But yeah, no, I would just want to have those other instruments and all these different pedals mm-hmm. and everything. So I could just go in and go, I can do whatever I want.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then be overwhelmed and not do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
There's seven different delays. What do I do?
Stereo tape.
Honestly though. Yeah. That's stereo tape is like the best delay.
Yeah, you get that little that I don't know. It does something.
There's something
analog about the tape. It just decays mm-hmm. that a certain way.
It's like a different kind of an echo. Mm-hmm. I love
mm-hmm.
it.
I would collect like kitchen accessories. I would have like a fully decked out kitchen, like
with the one use stuff.
Yeah, hell yeah! I would have a whole pantry of like, oh, you know what I need today. A garlic press.
We would have one of those things hanging from the ceiling where you put your pots on it.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Oh,
I would have all like a super expensive knife set, like Japanese mm-hmm. knife set. And like, yeah, just all the little like, you know, when you see a kitchen appliance that you're like, that looks really dumb, but I kind of want to try it. Like the breakfast sandwich maker.
Yeah,
like I'd like have one of those. Use. Yeah, because why not?
There's one I saw. It's got a pin on it. You crack the egg onto the pin, and you hit the button, and it pre-scrambles the egg.
I've seen that.
And it's like the biggest waste.
Yeah, it's a waste.
I don't know. Like a waste. I call them like counter wasters because they have
for
one
sure.
To
they
use
take up a lot of space
and do nothing
for
one thing.
Yeah.
Which fun fact, if you want to scramble your eggs while they're still in the shell, I learned this from Alton Brown. Put your egg into a nylon, like a lady's nylon. Uh-huh. And twist the sides opposite ways. So you have like twisted nylon and then the egg in the middle. And then pull it so it spins the egg really fast.
Oh,
and the
okay.
centrifugal force will scramble the egg inside the shell.
Or you can just do this.
I know, with a whisk.
Right. Yeah, but then you could be putting too much air in.
Oh, I see.
Isn't there supposed to be air in scrambled
yes.
eggs? Like that's what
yes,
it's so fluffy.
Okay.
People are dumb.
I'm the cliche guy. I probably have the car collection, honestly.
I mean, I thought like for me, I would say like, I'll collect stamps on my passport, but I didn't think that was a valid answer.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. I mean, car collecting, you got a place, you need it. That is expensive. You need a place to put the fucking things.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
And then if you want to drive them, you have to have them insured.
Insured. Oh, God. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Keep them maintained.
I guess though, if you're only driving one of them like every here
I wouldn't
and there.
Be yeah I wouldn't be one of those guys like 70. I'd have like a good solid four or five that I could rotate through.
Oh yeah, I can get behind that,
like a pickup truck for the you know, four-wheel drive pickup for the winter, convertible for the summer, spring car, like one for every season.
Yeah,
and then a car for when it's raining.
Yeah, do you have like a dream car?
A dream car.
Ooh.
Man, I do. I would love a Dodge Hellcat.
Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
They're out right now. The Dodge Charger Hellcat.
Nice.
I know Dodge Chargers. Those are pretty.
Actually, Kevin Owens has one. He has the Hellcat.
Ooh.
Just a sports car.
I'm looking it up.
It's a nice throaty sports car. That throaty sports car sound. Or a 69 Dodge Charger. You know, the General Lee car.
Right.
Painted all black.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, this is what being a parent does to you is I'm like, my dream car would be like a fully loaded minivan.
No, that thing's a badass.
That is really sharp. No, my dream car is would be an Aston Martin Vanquish.
Oof.
I think those are pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You can start saving.
There's cars out there like Audi. I'm like, it doesn't particularly look good, but I guess once you're in one, mm-hmm. you've been behind the wheel. It's like, yeah. no going back because yeah. of the luxury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I get that, but there's nothing, no car will ever be cooler than a 69 Stingray.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Really cool. What color?
I would probably, you know, most people think I'd say black, but no way. Not on that, because then you see smudges and whatnot. Mm. I think I would go for a emerald green.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. I was going to go with a red flaked.
Yeah, oh, that'd be cherry red.
I'm thinking the emerald is a dope color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm do that on my fours when I get home. I'm going to change the color of my Stingray.
All right.
Do we got any more questions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got more.
Sweet.
All right. Also from Wyatt Adam. And this is a yay or nay question. Mm-hmm. Deathmatch wrestling.
Nay.
Nay.
Yeah, nay. It's got its place. Some people like it, but not for me.
I don't like to see people get hurt.
No.
I really don't.
And they say that these people have a way of protecting themselves still, but no.
Sorry, if you're bleeding like that, you're not protecting yourself enough.
You're hurt if you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the body's way of saying exactly. I'm hurt.
Unless, I mean, we don't know how much the blood capsules and whatnot are used.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Ambrose or Moxley. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in deathmatch and, you know, all those like things to his head and stuff.
You can see the Dudley boys. You can see the scars from how many razor blades they've taken.
I think that, from back then, the hard bleed with cutting, you can see it on them. But all these guys that are in deathmatch wrestling now, you can see them. Their face looks perfectly clear. So there's got to be so much that it's blood capsules.
But there's still a lot of it that's just like genuinely brutal to the body.
I agree. No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not for me.
Right.
It's not for me either, but I'm not going to be like.
I don't gain any satisfaction out of watching someone get hurt.
Right.
Right. Favorite wrestler theme song. Mine right now is a tie between the Undisputed Era and Kevin Owens. Hmm. Favorite wrestler theme song.
Theme song. I don't know. To me, theme music isn't all that good.
Mine's a cheat answer anyways.
I'm gonna say CM Punk's
Cult of Personality. Yep. Yeah, that's mine.
it's a cheat answer, but I mean, you listen to wrestling themes, then you listen to like musicians, it's like a world of difference.
There's been a couple of wrestler themes over the years that I've
Shinsuke's was like cool, but like I don't go out of my way to listen to it either, though.
I liked Glorious with Bobby Roode.
It got played everywhere.
It did.
I really like Baron Corbin's entrance theme.
His current one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's good. Okay. But I also, I don't know, I'm also simple. Like, you know, I liked...
I do like CFO? Is that their name?
Yeah.
I like their stuff. I like electronic music too, but
sure.
I think their stuff's pretty compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, I like Macho Man's entrance. You know, even though
it made you feel smart.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite wrestling conspiracy. Mine is the Von Erich family and all the insanity that surrounds them. Favorite wrestling.
We covered conspiracy. That one. That was a dark one.
That was a super dark one.
Very dark.
Favorite wrestling. The Montreal Screwjob.
That's a good one.
I don't know if we have all the answers there. I feel like we do. From Brett, but I don't like there's the other side of who knew what. And
Montreal Screwjob's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, I don't like there's,
but the, there's also the
Benoit one, which I'm not a
I don't know if that's conspiracy.
Well, so much as that they're saying that Kevin Sullivan may have had him, you know, that part.
Right.
I just don't buy that.
Whoa. Why am I blanking now so hard? Wrestling podcast, you know, 140 episodes.
Right.
Guy that died in the shower, the Mexican shower.
Bruiser Brody.
Brody. That's a good one.
That is very good because we think we know the answer, but do we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we know that there is some covering up that happened.
Yeah, it's an unsolved crime for sure.
So
that's a good one, man. Yeah,
any of those. Brody. Those are all really good ones.
Have you ever seen old Bruiser Brody matches?
I've seen a lot of those classic guys. It's not like I was like, I'm going to follow all the work, but I've seen matches.
It's interesting because what people do today just blows that out of the water. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's interesting. Like, I appreciate it because I grew up in that era. So I'm, right. I kind of, but what people are doing today is just mind blowing. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to introduce someone to like a Bruiser Brody because, right. Like, oh, that's.
You know, though, I heard recently Chris Jericho say something about that. And I was like, because obviously he's a current guy, but who grew up on that. And he, you know, he always says that he's kind of like he feels like he's a in-between guy between kind of the old school and the new school.
Nude school.
That's my favorite school.
That's my least favorite dream to have.
No bubbly happening in the nude school. No.
That's right.
But he was talking about how he would watch those old matches with these classic guys, mm-hmm. because there was something that they did that they don't do so well now, and that's the pacing and mm-hmm. selling and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And yeah. how back then it was just
it was paced like a real fight,
right? Yeah, exactly. And whereas now it's constant go 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 yeah. go. Mm-hmm. So that's something that they try to instill on the newer kids. Like, mm-hmm. guys, slow the hell down. Mm-hmm.
It's not all about how many different moves you can get in your.
It's a Young Bucks match, basically, yeah. is be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So fast and so quick, like nothing, no moves matter.
Right.
And that's the big thing. Because look at finishers now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get people who wrestle against, you know, Brock Lesnar. And, you know, you
F5,
take
F5, I know, F5, F5, German suplex, F5.
It devalues like, okay.
It kind of does. It takes the mystique away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Whereas, you know, there was a time where, you know, if you connected with your finisher, it was over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was.
You saw Undertaker coming with a tombstone and
then when someone finally kicked out of it, it was like, but then it's like, well, that got such a pop. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
Yep. And before you know it, it's just a everyday thing.
Be interested to see where wrestling goes in the future.
Yeah.
Like 20 years from now?
Yeah. Does it go back? Do we see wrestlers that go, okay, they embrace the old school style? Do mm-hmm. they advance what we're doing now? This will seem slow. I don't know.
It'll be when all the pioneers from now are dead. Vince McMahon will be dead. Eric Bischoff, all the, well, maybe. But these guys, they're not going to be, it's going to be the guys like Triple H, who is a fan of old school wrestling,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
will be the,
you're right,
the head. And maybe.
Depends on what you like. I mean, mm-hmm.
And speaking of what you like, Alex Bayoff asks, AEW, NXT, or both? Pick whatever you want and enjoy it. It's all wrestling is wrestling, and there's good stuff everywhere. There's bad stuff everywhere. I'm excited for AEW because they are the new company. So in a way, they're kind of the underdog.
I want to see AEW. Obviously, they're brand new, so they don't have. Ooh, that sounded bad.
That's my shoulder.
They don't have guys. So I don't know if it's a matter of building them up or whatever, but. Mm-hmm. A lack of main event talent.
Yeah.
Some good matches, though. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the matches and the storytelling. Both. I mean, heck, I had two VCRs so I could record Raw and WCW yeah. back in the day.
Yeah, I would have to say, gosh, for me.
Right now, it's none.
Personally, I would probably say AEW. Mm-hmm. But that's just because there are more familiar faces there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're bringing some back to NXT. I think I just saw Finn Balor yeah. is back on NXT, which makes me more interested in watching NXT because I love Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm. I think that we've been so far removed that I think it is a good time. I would say April and I are probably on the cusp of finally starting to watch wrestling again.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because there are guys I look at in NXT that are still there that I'm like, okay, Velveteen Dream. I think that guy's, he's the future. He's one of them.
I'm glad they're not just pushing him up. Right. There's no room for him right now.
Exactly.
Well, and thankfully now they're using NXT as instead of being pushed up, you're being pushed like, sideways.
I think that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I think that's why they put a Finn Balor over there. Mm-hmm. Why not? It's a weekly show.
Yeah.
Sure. And you know what?
Balor was not doing as well on the main.
And I think there are some wrestlers who will do better in NXT than they would on a main on the main roster. Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins is main roster. Finn Balor is NXT.
He could be your main guy on that.
Mm-hmm. I think injuries has kind of cost him.
Yeah.
Sure. For sure.
His momentum.
But you know what?
I think Elias would be great back in NXT.
The thing is you don't want to pull too much because you know what you can do? You can have guys like Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You can have guys like Velveteen Dream, Johnny Gargano. These guys are incredible. Don't put them on an over-congested.
Here's the beauty. You can have Adam Cole run in one time on the WWE Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then now you can go to different brands and kind of mix them up.
Yeah.
And make it feel fresh. SmackDown versus Raw just doesn't feel like two separate things.
Mm-hmm. No,
where NXT definitely does. Like, you could do an invasion.
Right.
And be like, what?
Well, like the Nexus. When they did that invasion, that was so cool. And, you know, as long as you don't do it and then bleed it dry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's kind of WWE's MO, is just like bleed it dry.
Squeeze the juice out of it until it's done.
Then, until everybody hates it.
And then take that dry rind and beat it with a rock to get the rust out.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's good wrestling all around.
There's no lack of talent, that's for sure.
Very
true. No, there's not.
And now you got three, four? We'll count NXT as WWE. Mm-hmm. You got WWE. You got four. You got Ring of Honor, WWE, AEW.
New Japan.
Well, you can't.
People are still watching it.
In America?
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What freaking cable level do I have to pay? Do I have to pay like $900 a month?
I think they might have their own app now. Don't quote me on that. I don't. Because we don't watch
it. Like, I can't even get TNA because it's on the next level up.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I can't shell out money for that.
Yeah, $10, $20 more a month for one channel.
Nope.
We have one more question.
Okay.
And this is from one Cody Laveau.
Oh, this is Mr.
Are you ready?
Mr. Entertainment.
Favorite butt.
Favorite butt.
In wrestling or just in general?
This is a Cody Laveau question. He's just saying, asking favorite butt. What.
Could be animal butt.
I'm going to cover all my bases. Could be pork here. Butt. I'm going to say, first of all, I'm contractually obligated by my marriage to Josh to say Josh's butt is my favorite butt. That being said, my favorite butt besides my husband is Jason Momoa's. He has like a nice, firm situation.
Yeah. The guy squats.
Right.
The guy squats.
For sure. Although I would say in wrestling, favorite butt, Finn Balor.
Okay.
I knew she was going to say that.
The man squats.
Yeah.
The man squats. Oh, let's see.
You know, I see that big old pipe and his little tiny Speedos, too.
Naomi.
Mm-hmm. Leary would be taking one of those
right
butt busters right to the kisser.
Rear view mirror.
Right to the kisser.
Yep.
Josh Rikishi.
I watched an old Kishi match, actually. Was it yesterday? Today? I can't. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. It was just like, man, they were brutal back then.
Yeah. Alexa
Bliss.
Yeah. She doesn't have very much of a butt, though.
No. She got white girl booty.
She does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. I know you like her just sort of in general, so I get it.
Some like them thick. Mm-hmm. Some don't.
Obviously, Josh does it because he married me, and I have no ass at all.
Ask for it by name.
Exactly.
I have that Hank Hill butt.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Man.
Well, I mean, what do we want to do from here? Do we just
clap?
Clapped. I just killed a mosquito. I think.
Show.
The show is done.
It is. We're not going away forever. We'll be on Patreon bonus shows or something.
We'll make it work. We'll
make it happen.
Yeah. Maybe we can do like a Christmas.
Okay.
Episode.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Depends how busy we are.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I don't want to promise anything.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely by WrestleMania.
Yes.
If not,
for sure.
The Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only go to that if you go to patreon.com.
Correct. That's Beer City Media Podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. Sayonara.
It's been real.
One last, you want to go out through with a K-bye?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Hey, bye.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.